بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the rulings of Hijrah, the meaning of Hijrah, and the different types and the different rulings. And in this lesson, we come to the end of this treatise, and that is from the statement of the author, وَبَعْدَهَا تُوَفِّيَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And then after it, he died. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died. And before this, in the previous lesson as well, we spoke about when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he moved to Al-Madina, how the other acts of worship were legislated in Islam, like Az-Zakah and As-Sawm and Hajj and Jihad, Adhan, Wal-Amr Bil-Ma'roof, Wal-Nahi Anil-Munkar, and the other legislations of Al-Islam. أَخَذَ عَلَى هَذَا عَشْرَ سِنِينَ. And then he remained in Medina for 10 years. وَبَعْدَهَا تُوَفِّيَ. And then after this he passed away. صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Then the author, Rahimullah, he said, وَدِينُهُ بَاقْ. That even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, but his religion remains. وَهَذَا دِينُهُ. And this is his religion, meaning Al-Islam. لَا خَيْرَ إِلَّا دَلَّ الْأُمَّةَ عَلَيْهِ. There is no goodness except that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he showed his ummah the goodness. وَلَا شَرَّ إِلَّا حَذَّرَهَا مِنْ. And there is no evil except he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned his ummah against this evil. وَالْخَيْرُ الَّذِي دَلَّ عَلَيْهِ التَّوْحِيدِ. And the good which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam guided us towards is at-tawheed. And then after this, everything which Allah loves and Allah is pleased with. So, any type of ibadah which Allah loves and is pleased with, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explained it to us before he has passed away. And therefore, after his death, there's no new ibadah or nothing new which can be added to the religion. وَالشَّرُّ الَّذِي حَذَّرَ مِنْ. And the evil which he warned us against is الشِّرْك. وَجَمِيعُ مَا يَكْرَهُهُ اللَّهُ وَيَأْبَى. Shirk and everything which Allah hates and is displeased with. بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَةً. And Allah sent our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to all of mankind. And this is one of the khasa'is, one of the distinctions of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam above all other prophets. That the other prophets, كَانُوا يُبْعَثُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ خَاصَّةً. They used to be sent to only their people, only their nation. As for our Prophet, then he was sent to all of the people. وَافْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ طَاعَتَهُ عَلَىٰ جَمِيعِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. And Allah obligated both the jinn and the humans to show obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَىٰ. And the evidence is the saying of Allah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, O mankind, verily I am a messenger of Allah to all of you. Meaning all of the humans, from the Arabs to the non-Arabs to يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and also the jinn. وَأَكْمَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الدِّينِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he completed the religion by the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore there is no more need for another messenger to come after him. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَىٰ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. And the evidence for this is the saying of Allah, on this day I have completed for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased with Islam as being your religion. And this ayah, it was revealed on Yawm Arafah. This ayah, it was revealed on Yawm Arafah. And by the way, this ayah isn't the ending of the Quran. Even after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after Yawm Arafah, he returned back to Al-Madinah, other ayat were revealed. But the legislation and the ibadat, they were completed with the revelation of this ayah. وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Also the evidence that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away is the saying of Allah, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ That verily you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, you will die and they will also die. And this ayah, it contains an emphasis, and that is the word inna. So the word inna in Arabic, it is at-taqeed, it is for emphasis. So Allah is emphasizing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will die a real death, just as the people die a real death. And you find from some of the people of innovation that they are too shy or embarrassed to use the word maut. And they say when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this word should not be used, whereas in the Quran Allah says, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ Also an evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died was the fact that the companions washed him. And the ghusl is only done over the body of a dead person. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is washed with his clothing on. Also from the evidences that he died was that they prayed janazah over him. And the janazah is only prayed over somebody who dies the death of a normal human being. However, the difference is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the companions used to pray behind him one by one. So a person would come into the room, they'd pray the janazah, that person, and he would leave. Then the next person would come, pray the janazah prayer, and they would leave. So there was no imam and there was no jama'ah over the janazah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also from the evidences that the Prophet died is the fact that he was buried, and only the humans who die are they buried. However, the difference is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, whereas other people are buried in the graveyards. وَالنَّاسُ إِذَا مَاتُوا يُبْعَثُونَ And people, all the people, after they die, then they are resurrected. And this is called al-ba'ath ba'd al-maut, the resurrection after death. And this is something which the Quraysh, they used to disbelieve in. So the Quraysh, they used to reject the resurrection after death. And the evidence for it is, Allah said, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ That from the earth, we created you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ And to the earth, we will return you back. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى And then from the earth, once again, we will resurrect you. And also the same saying of Allah, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا That Allah will return you back to the earth, meaning with death, and then He will exit you from the earth once more, and that is al-ba'th ba'd al-maut. What happens after the resurrection? The author said, وَبَعْدَ الْبَعْثِ مُحَاسَبُونَ وَمُجْزِئُونَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ That after death and after resurrection, the people will be held accountable, meaning for their good deeds and their sins. They will be questioned. ثُمَّ مُجْزِئُونَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ And then they will be recompensed for their actions. So the good actions will be rewarded with goodness and reward, and the evil actions will be punished with much punishment. And the evidence is a saying of Allah, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى So Allah can recompense those people who did evil according to what they did, and He can reward those people who did goodness with goodness. وَمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرَ And whoever rejects the resurrection, then he has disbelieved. Whoever rejects that people will be resurrected in their bodies and their souls, and they will be resurrected naked and uncircumcised, then they have disbelieved. And the evidence for this is the saying of Allah, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا That those who disbelieve, they claim they will not be resurrected. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ Say, no, rather by my Lord, verily you will be resurrected. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ And then you will be informed of that which you used to do, and this is something which is easy upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned previously that the doubts that the Quraysh had in their mind was, how can Allah resurrect us and bring us together in our human shape when our bones have been eroded and eaten up by the soil? This is the logic that they used to use. That after our bones are eroded and soil and they're dispersed, how will Allah resurrect us once again? And the answer to this is easy. As we mentioned previously, what would be more difficult to imagine? The fact that Allah creates us from nothing, from absolute nothing, or that Allah merely gives us shape to that which He already created us upon. So Allah creating us from nothing, according to our logic, is more difficult, would be for us, than for Allah to resurrect us once more in a shape that He already created us upon. So if Allah is able to create us from nothing, then it's even more easy upon Allah to resurrect us when He has already created us. And why did Allah send the messengers? He said, وَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الرُّسُلُ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. That all of the messengers, they were sent with two main missions in their life. مُبَشِّرِينَ, giving glad tidings of Jannah for the people of Tawheed. وَمُنْذِرِينَ, and warning against the punishment for the people of Ash-Shirk. And the evidence for this is the saying of Allah, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. Messengers as givers of glad tiding and warners, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ, so that people will not have an excuse in front of Allah after the messengers. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the messengers to give the glad tidings that if you die upon Tawheed and obedience to Allah and His messenger, you'll enter into Jannah. And as warners, that if you disobey Allah, then for you is the fire. And as witnesses over the people. So that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, people will not say to Allah, oh Allah, you have punished us without the message reaching us. Or you have punished us without giving us a warning. And this is also an evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish those people to whom the message did not come. So even now, if there are a group of people, let's say living far away, and the message of Islam or the message of Tawheed does not come to them, then Allah will not punish them. And Wallahu A'lam, they will be resurrected on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, and once again Allah will test them as if a messenger came to them, to see what their reply will be. And then according to their reply, then they will be entered into Jannah or entered into the fire. And also Allah said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ رَسُولًا. We will never punish a people until we send a messenger to them. So even if somebody dies upon a particular way, but the message of Islam did not come to that person, then Allah will not punish that person. He said, وَأَوَّلُهُمْ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, that the first of them is Nuh alayhi salam, wa akhiruhum Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the last of them is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first of them, meaning the first of the messengers, the first of the rusul, wallahu a'lam. As for the first prophet, then it is Adam alayhi assalam. Wa dalilu ala anna awwalahum Nuh alayhi salam, and the evidence that the first of them is Nuh alayhi salam is the saying of Allah, Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuhin wa nabiyyina min ba'de. Verily we have revealed to you just as we revealed to Nuh and the prophets who came after him. So the ulama, they differed that Nuh alayhi salam, was he the first prophet and messenger? Meaning, was Adam alayhi salam, was he a prophet or not? And the correct opinion, wallahu a'lam, is that Adam alayhi salam, he was a prophet, he was a Nabi. And the first messenger, the first Rasul was Nuh alayhi salam. Or it could be said that Adam was the first prophet and messenger to creation. And then of course, mankind was destroyed. And then Nuh alayhi salam came and he was the next prophet and messenger. Wallahu a'lam. وَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهَا رَسُولًا مِنْ نُوحٍ لَا مُحَمَّدًا. Every ummah, Allah has sent to them a messenger from Nuh to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that no nation has an argument against Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah that you are punishing us without sending a messenger to us. What did all of these messengers call to? يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدًا. All of these messengers, they called to two things. Worshipping Allah alone, وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ الطَّاغُوتِ, and warning the people against the worship of الطَّاغُوتِ. So, At-Tawheed, like we studied previously, At-Tawheed is not complete without two things. Affirming your worship of Allah and negating and rejecting all of the false deities. So it's not enough for a person to say, I will call to Tawheed, but I will not warn against a shirk. Rather, you have to call to Tawheed and you have to warn against a shirk. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Verily, we have sent to every nation a messenger with two things. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, firstly, to worship Allah alone. Secondly, وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, and stay away from the طَاغُوتِ, either false deities. So both of these things complete التوحيد. وَافْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْعِبَادِ الْكُفْرَ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَالْإِيمَانَ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah has obligated upon everybody two things: disbelieving and rejecting the taghut, the false deities, and having iman in Allah. And this is also La ilaha illallah, because we said La ilaha illallah has two pillars. The first pillar is La ilaha, in which you reject the worship of other deities, illallah, and then you affirm the worship of Allah. What is the meaning of taghut? Ibn al-Qayyim said, ما تجاوز به العبد حده من معبود أو متبوع أو مطاع. That the definition of a taghut is anybody regarding whom the people exceed the limit in terms of worship or following or obedience. So if a person sets a god besides Allah, then that god is a taghut. It is a false deity because you've exceeded the limit of worship. And if a person follows somebody above the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then also he has exceeded the limits of following that person. And also muta', the evil leaders and the evil scholars, if they are obeyed upon the evil, then they are also at-tawaghit. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, at-tawaghitu kathira, that there are many types of tawaghit, ru'usuhum khamsa, and there are five heads: Iblis, la'anahullah, Iblis, may the curse of Allah be upon him, وَمَنْ عَبِدَ وَهُوَ رَاضٍ, and whoever is worshipped besides Allah and he's pleased with this worship. So we don't say, for example, people worship Isa alayhi salam and therefore he's taghut, na'udhu billah. Only if that person is worshipped and then he's pleased with people worshipping him. وَمَنْ دَعَ النَّاسِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ نَفْسِهِ, and whoever calls the people to his own worship. وَمَنْ ادَّعَ شَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ, and whoever claims anything from the knowledge of the unseen. وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, and whoever rules by other than that which Allah has revealed. These are the five heads of the tawaghit. And then Allah said, affirming that you have to reject the taghut and you have to believe in Allah, Allah said, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ, there is no compulsion in the religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ, guidance has been made clear from misguidance. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, so whoever disbelieves in the taghut, mean the false deities, وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and he has iman in Allah, فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. So the point is, tawheed is not completed without rejecting the false deities and also affirming your worship of Allah. There are some from the deviated sects, they say that because we don't want to divide the ummah, then we will call to Tawheed and we will call to the goodness, but we will not warn against the doubts of shirk or the people of shirk, or we will not warn against evil. Yet Islam came with both of these things: calling to the goodness and warning against evil. وَهَذَا مَعْنَى لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا, and this is the essence of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah and Tawheed is not complete without both of these things: rejecting every false deity and also affirming and having iman in Allah. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Rasul amr al-Islam," that the head of this affair is al-Islam, meaning the head and the core of this religion, it is al-Islam, i.e. al-Tawheed. Because the general meaning of Islam is al-istislamu lillah, is to submit yourself completely to Allah, meaning al-Tawheed. So the core of this religion is al-Islam, meaning al-istislam, complete submission to Allah with al-tawheed. وَعُمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةِ, and its pillar is al-salah. وَذِرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and the highest point, or the highest summit of this religion, is al-jihadu fi sabili Allah. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And by this, bifadlillahi wa tawfiqihi, we finished the first treatise, Al-Usul Al-Thalatha. In the next lesson, inshallah, we'll start the second treatise, Al-Qawaid Al-Arba'ah, the four fundamental principles.